This is Devin Kennedy, and I'm going to be doing an interview with
Steve Bruner.
And right off the bat, I want to ask you, how do you identify ethnically?
Caucasian.
Would you say being Caucasian plays a role in your life?
Exactly. It plays a role in how people treat you and how you treat people.
Do you have a tradition from your culture, your background, being Caucasian, that you practice on a daily basis or every once in a while?
No.
No? Okay. Is there a tradition you wish you could practice?
No.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very turmoil. Everywhere I went, my parents were in the civil service. We had riots, assassinations. My mother was mentally ill, and so our life was up and down all the time.
Have you lived in Washington most of your life, or where did you live before?
Lived in Cuba for 2 years. Lived in Panama for 4 years. Lived in Selma, Alabama for a couple of years. The rest of the time in Washington.
Would you say you like Washington?
I like Washington because it's not too hot, not too cold. You can ski and snorkel and go to the bottom of the ocean all in one day. So there's plenty to do. Our state's a beautiful state.
Would you say growing up you had a hero? Someone you'd look up to for inspiration for anything?
Lots of sports figures. I enjoyed following and looking up to. Politically, looked up to John Kennedy because of his age, being president of the United States. Martin Luther King, looked up to him.
Is there any event in your lifetime growing up that you would say impacted your life?
Yeah, the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was 10 years old and had to worry each day whether we're going to go to war or have a bombing in Cuba. So it was very, very, very scary.
How do you feel about the people participating in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I think it's a choice every American has to make. Sometimes I think that we patronize and we do it too much so it loses its meaning. But every American has that choice.
I think that's all the questions I really have for you.